The U.S. Small Business Administration provides a wide range of support for small businesses and entrepreneurs. It also gives recognition to successful small businesses throughout the nation. Martin Short has more. He is the lead economic development specialist and public information officer for the Virginia Richmond District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Every year across the country and in U.S. territories, the U.S. Small Business Administration has National Small Business Week the first week of May. We solicit for nominations and it'd be a broad array of categories. Our primary category here in Virginia is Small Business Person of the Year. Our winner is Tyrone Logan of Obsidian Solutions Group. We're so happy to have him as our SBA's 2023 Small Business Person of the Year winner for Virginia Richmond District Office.
Obsidian Solutions Group is a defense contracting company. It's based in Fredericksburg, and it does training and exercises for the Department of Defense. Tyrone Logan is the CEO and also the co-founder.
Obsidian Solutions Group focuses on really three areas, three pillars: information technology, data analysis, data analytics, and then we have a very robust training, like a warfighter training division and department.
Logan and his business partner are veterans. Logan spent 14 years in the military. Obsidian Solutions Group has been in business for almost 13 years and has over 200 employees.
I think anyone that has gotten anywhere, they haven't gotten there by themselves. My advice to anyone would be to really seek mentorship and really seek out the resources. The SBA has been a phenomenal resource for us. We've worked with the Small Business Development Centers at the University of Mary Washington campus. Susan Ball there has helped us really get started, which is, writing our business plan and thinking through aspects like cash flow, banking, capital, and addressing some of the risk elements to actually starting and beginning a small business. I would want to encourage other, potential entrepreneurs to really just take that step and move forward. There are a lot of resources that are out here, through the SBA and other organizations.
Through his business, Logan has always focused on giving back to the community and his employees. When the company first started, it employed 72 paid interns from area high schools and churches. The company has been recognized for providing adoption assistance to its employees by paying up to $20,000 for adoption costs. The company also contributes to scholarships, giving up to $50,000 annually.
The biggest challenge for us was really fear. I spent and probably focus more time on what I didn't know instead of focusing on what my strengths were. Now, obviously, you have to spend some time on what you don't know because you can't go out and get educated on absolutely everything that you don't know. That's where you have to team and you have to partner.
We are very thankful of our resource partners. And as Tyrone mentioned, he got mentoring and counseling through one of our resource partners, the Small Business Development Center in Fredericksburg, University of Mary Washington. So that's a big thanks to them. We really rely on them heavily to provide technical assistance. And they're the ones who actually do the legwork, the heavy lifting, interacting and working with clients. We couldn't do this without them.
For more information about Small Business Administration programs, visit sba.gov. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Bonnie Ralston.